It's hard to say when I became interested in poetry. In some ways, I feel like it was accidental. I remember being younger as a high school student, being very interested in politics, and I had a speech class, like debating. I was on the debate team there, and I was really interested in speech and writing speeches, mostly because of, the whole idea of logic, that you could put words together in such a way to change or affect someone's thinking, to possibly inspire them to action. And I think if I trace poetry back to that early experience or early realization about the power of language, I think I've tried to continue that, and I've looked at poetry as a means of communicating, but also affecting some kind of change in the world. I don't necessarily see my work as political. I think it can serve a political purpose, no doubt, but I don't necessarily see that as a particular aim of my work. So I suppose that that's how I became a poet, or how I first began writing poetry, is seeing the connection between poets that I began thinking who were political, like Amiri Baraka or Haki Madhubuti, to some poets who seem to straddle that line. Audre Lorde comes to mind, Yosef Komunyakaa, Robert Hayden, of course. Robert Hayden probably had the most influence on me as a writer. He's probably the one poet that I would say I learned to write from, in the sense that I found his work initially so difficult that the time I spent trying to figure out exactly how a line came into being, or to fully comprehend the themes Hayden took on, really helped to develop the kind of curiosity and, I think, investment in history and language that is necessary in writing.